This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good friend and colleague in Lancaster County, Jim McTagg, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist living in the best county in the Keystone State, Lancaster. However, Jim on a field trip to see his grandchildren in Denver, Colorado, meaning that he was in airports bouncing around the country, going from one place to another, eventually winding up in Denver. However, that gave me an opportunity to say, were the planes full? Were people polite? Were the franchises at the airports where they charge enormous amounts of money for common food, were they packed? Is everybody happy for the holiday weekend? Jim, a very good evening to you. Welcome back from Denver. The consumer, is the consumer being careful with his pennies or is he spending big? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, you know, in the airports, myself included, they ignore the price and they were spending. The planes were packed. The airport was packed. I didn't see any consumer meltdowns. I had a sandwich in Denver, in a Denver airport restaurant. That it was a vegetarian sandwich on a brioche roll with probably an ice cream scoop full of vegetables, and it was like $17. Crazy, but that's the kind of spending that went on in the airport, and there were travelers all over Colorado. It was great.
And the plane was packed.
The plane was packed. I went with American Airlines. I'm 5'9", and I had plenty of leg room back in row 19, row 20. I forget which exactly, but it was a very comfortable flight.
All right. You got to Denver, and you saw the grandchildren and had a happy holiday time, and you realized that Colorado is filled with people from somewhere else. What did that mean for the baseball game you attended?
Yeah, I went to the Rockies versus the Yankees. The Rockies, who are the worst team in baseball with a record of 9 wins and 47 losses, managed to beat the Yankees on May 23rd. I think it was because of the jet lag by the Yankees. So I went May 24th. And the Rockies played 4 great innings of baseball and then had a complete meltdown. And I think the final score was something like 14-2. And I thought if I could buy stock in a single baseball team, it would be the Colorado Rockies, because despite their dismal record, they're almost filling the stadium every single game. And I thought to myself, how is that possible? You know, critics who want the Mumford brothers, who own the team, to sell them because they have losing records year after year after year, say they make money because of booze sales. But if you look at the statistics, that's not true. They're about in the middle of booze sales. And I figured it out. Colorado has 42% native-born citizens. 58% have moved there from out of state. So when you go to the Yankees versus the Rockies, almost everybody in the stadium has a Yankee jersey on. I interviewed some people. I said, did you fly here from New York just to see the Yankees play the Rockies? One guy told me, no, I've lived here 10 years. I don't want to go back to New York. I wouldn't live anyplace else but Colorado. But he roots for the Rockies. My son, who goes to a lot of games, said that when San Diego comes, there's even more San Diego jerseys than Rocky jerseys. And the same Chicago. There are a lot of Illinois residents, former Illinois residents in Colorado, they come too. So the winning formula for the Mumford brothers is to have a losing team because they don't have to spend big money for talent, number one. And number two, the transplants want the Rockies to lose. It's the only business plan like that in Major League Baseball history.
You enjoy your baseball. You get back on the plane, say goodbye to the grandchildren, and you come home to Pennsylvania. Now we have to talk about the economy. I'm satisfied the consumer is spending on a holiday weekend, but how about during the week? Let's go to Costco. Costco earnings came in very healthy, surprising Wall Street, given that we're told the consumer has put the pennies back into the pocket and is cautious. Consumer sentiment has been drifting cautious. But you've not seen any caution at Costco. You went, after enjoying yourself in Colorado, you went to Costco. What did the shoppers look like?
Well, I went on a Thursday in a downpour when we got an inch of rain and the parking lot was packed. And the baskets were fuller than I've seen in a long time. I actually saw somebody buy a Hewlett-Packard laptop. I hadn't seen that before. So, you know, when I looked at the consumer spending figures for April, we're looking in the rearview mirror. What I see in May is people are being more aggressive than they were in April.
More aggressive about shopping. Oh, all right. In other words, the consumer is holding up his and her part of the bargain, which is to maintain the economy. We're circling around the idea of recession. So we'll come now to some statistics. As a reporter, you live on statistics. I don't. I just look at trends. Changes in monthly consumer spending, April 2025. That's month over month, I believe, from the previous month. What are you watching, Jim?
Well, I watch disposable consumer income, which was up slightly in April. But, you know, then I looked at spending. The biggest expense for consumers is housing and utilities. And locally, our utility costs are going up. And health care. I personally subtract that out of discretionary income. So for me, I see us trending for a recession in the fourth quarter. But to be quite honest with you, when I take my nose out of this data, this government data, and I go to places like Costco and I interview people and ask them how the economy is going, they say it's great. So, you know, I almost hope there'll be a recession to prove myself right, but I do not see evidence of it up close.
In order for there to be a recession, I call upon your experience as a reporter over several recessions. In order for that to happen, the consumer has to stop spending, correct? I mean, that's the economy. 70-plus percentage of our GDP is the consumer.
Yes, it is. And, you know, if you look at the data, the food and beverage spending was down 0.4%. I say wow to that. I don't see it locally. Our restaurants are full. Shoppers at Costco are piling on the food. Recreational goods and vehicles are down. I see that. I don't see as many new cars in my very wealthy neighborhood. Clothing and footwear was down. I have no idea why that is. We could make an excuse that the kids are out of school now. And so anyway, spending on hard goods and clothing across the country is down. That's not a great sign, but it could be attributable to consumer unease about possible tariffs.
But we went big time for healthcare, very big time.
Yes, I'm wondering if it's the new weight loss drugs, which I've heard people talking about miraculous changes. I ran into a guy in Colorado who lost 20 pounds in 4 months. And he's had other health improvements as well, a reduction in his arthritis pain. So, and there was a story in the journal with a great lead. It had doctors saying maybe they should add these weight loss drugs to the water because they seem to be good for almost everything. So we could be seeing a big surge in consumer spending on these expensive medicines because they are so beneficial.
In other words, recession has to get past the word Ozempic. Jim McCaig of Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. I'm John Batchelor.